This dude, and he's, this speaks to him as being a real MC. He seems like one of those dudes that he's just always writing. Like, you can't even have a conversation with Tech N9ne. He's just like, he'll still listen to you, but he's just.
He probably is.
I bet everything he thinks is in rhyme. Everything.
Tech N9ne, Something Else, album review done in hip hop. And this is the second album that Den & Hip Hop reviews from Tech N9ne. And I think the thing I take away from this album, just like any other time you listen to Tech N9ne, this guy is a lyrical beast. Lyrical beast. You know, I like fast rappers, Twista, Busta, Tech. But I think out of all of them, I think Tech probably gets the most personal about his music while still spitting hard and fast, and you know, like all of them other fast spitters that's out there. But on this album, you know, normally, you know, hanging around these guys more and listening to B, always say, I like short projects. I feel them. I like shorter projects too now. But
now.
But, you know, I give credit to B. Right, I do enjoy a shorter project.
Right?
Huh?
Got shit to do, right?
Yeah. Listening to this damn one album, you know, two hours. Yeah, that it's a lot. But at the same time, I understand why Tech did it on this one. All sixes and sevens, I couldn't understand why it was so many damn tracks. But on this one, you know, I understand, you know, the storyline and where he was going. So it kind. I take Tech N9ne like this. There's this Twista song called Overdose. And the dude at the end of the track had to stop Twista. And that's how I feel with Tech. Tech can keep, can continue going with whatever he wants to do or say. And on this album, he named it Something Else because he's like, after all this shit that I gave y'all, I still have something else to say. You know, and I feel him. And I think he's one of these artists that he was born to do what he's doing. And that's it. He's a rapper. He's a lyricist. And that's all he knows, and that's all he can do. And I think that if he wanted to, he'd probably make a fucking album 50 tracks, and it wouldn't be that damn hard for him. But on this album, I think my favorite song was by far Fragile. By far Fragile. Just him, you know, explaining why he's mad, you know, with the industry somewhat and the critics and, you know, stuff like that. And he's like, yeah, I'm mad because this is my music and I'm fragile about this shit. And, you know, and I think on the whole album or the majority of the album, you get that personal side of Tech, you know. And sometimes I think it gets lost in how aggressive he is with his music. But if you just sit down and actually listen to what he's saying, how he's saying it, man, this guy, I don't want to use the G word, but man, this guy is really, 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 really dope. Really dope.
Oh man, you know what? I thought this album started out really, really strong and aggressive. The opening track, not the intro, but the opening track, you know, kind of had a certain fury to it that I liked. Like when it got to the second half of the song, it was like, oh man, you know, he's kind of really, you know, going in on the shit. And then, you know, the T-Pain, I agree with you. I think the T-Pain feature worked. I think T-Pain kind of, you know, he fit right into that song. Then it, you know, it kind of moves on and on and on. I was curious to see how Kendrick performed, you know, side by side Tech N9ne.
How do you feel about Game
on that one track?
I thought the same way. Crazy. I was like, why is this track not longer?
Like,
it was just a quick
intro. Yeah, I was like, damn.
I like that it was short, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. Because of the track itself. The track was just kind of all over the place. And I think, you know, for its place on the album, I think it was perfect that it was kind of short. But yeah, man, I think overall it's like, you know, on this album, what I kind of picked out, like, in the very beginning, like, the top half of the album, like, it's really an amalgamation of sounds that's on here. That, you know, and that he figures out a way to kind of make them all work. Then you get to, I think it's track 14. And it kind of goes downhill for me.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
It wasn't that far?
I didn't get that far before I was like,
No, track 12. Because I like Dwam. Like, there's a part in Dwam that I like. No, wait. I know you guys are going to look at me.
I did too.
But there, if you listen to it in the car, there's a piece in that song, like right when he says the hook, and it's just a surge of sounds coming at you, man. That shit. So I did like that, but yeah, track 12.
What's your
Which one was track 12?
So Dope.
So Dope. Yeah, track 12, it just started to kind of...
Wasn't So Dope.
And it just kind of started to just go downhill for me.
You know, and I feel you. I definitely feel like the album tailed off. But listening, like I watched a Tech N9ne interview and just him explaining the album. So I said, I understand why it was so long.
It's not even the length.
You've been doing this for 10 years. That's why his album's always been super long.
Although now, 12 was cool because recognizing, I think Snow the Product was on that one. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, that song was okay. But after that, CeeLo, the song with Wiz, damn, it just kind of fell apart for me, man.
You like Colorado either? I don't even know which one of the 30 was it.
But yeah, I mean, I agree. I think he really kind of dove in on his personal life, I think, with this album. And I think, for some reason, when I saw the album cover, sometimes when I look at album covers, I try to think, like, that's the story he's kind of telling with the, you know, heart, kind of, you know, letting out his personal stuff. Songs like Strap the Gate, I think that's probably my favorite track on there, Strap the Gate. Just how it was like the Tech N9ne that I've always been used to hearing all the time, and him aggressive, spitting fast and everything. But I thought this album was okay. I thought it was cool. You know, it was a few, like, I'm the only one in disagreement. I didn't like Dwayne. I didn't like the hook. I didn't like nothing about that. Why'd they put the hand on it? Like, bam, like, I didn't like it. I wasn't feeling it. I didn't like that track. I would have liked Make It Happen if Scoop DeVille didn't mess up the hook so much on there. And is it me or did he have Beyonce on Believe?
Yeah,
no, that wasn't her. I thought that
is that
was not Beyonce. It's this other chick, Karen something. I'll look it up. It's not Beyonce.
She sounds exactly like Beyonce. I'm thinking like, damn, he got Beyonce on here too.
I thought exactly.
Yeah, because I'm like, wow, he get Beyonce. Yeah, because to me, I think on just looking at it, he did reach with the features. I think, I mean, not saying it was a bad thing, but I thought Big Crit was kind of unexpected. I was like, I wouldn't see that collaboration happen. The Wiz, the B.O.B. Of course he's gonna have his, you know, label guys on there recognized, but and T-Pain, like Ken said, T-Pain, that was another one I didn't expect. And T-Pain,
really? He's fought with all of them before though.
Yeah, T-Pain,
he's done shit with them.
Yeah, T-Pain sounded good during the hook, man. He sounded like Vince's T-Pain on there. But overall, I thought this album was cool. I didn't really like enjoy it and thought it was amazing like a lot of people say it is, but I, you know, it's worth checking out. It's worth listening to, of course. And I'm not, I was expecting 25, 27 right, tracks, because that's the Tech N9ne. If you've been listening to Tech N9ne for over 10 years, he's always had very lengthy albums like this. So that didn't really throw me off. I mean, you know, as long as the music is good. But of course, I prefer shorter albums. But, you know, it was a solid project. It was solid. It was just a solid project. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah, I kind of agree with B. This was an okay album. I didn't think it was amazing. I thought it was going to be, judging off the first track, because the first track, Straight Out the Gate, was just on fucking fire, man. He was just spitting his ass off. And then it was cool seeing Serge, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name, on a track, even though I don't like System of a Down, but it was cool hearing him working with Tech N9ne. It started off on a really good note, and then for me, I want to say it was like track 7 or 8 that it just started to get a little bit too mellow, and then it picked more up around like 14 or 15 or maybe even 17, because there were so many fucking tracks on this thing. But overall, I thought that was really good. I really enjoyed Bitch because of the subject matter, where he said that shit about I'm the first rapper that's gonna cross over to the black crowd.
Yeah, yeah. That was dope.
Cause he's had that issue. Not, I don't know if it's an issue, but he's had that, you know, about him for a long time. And it's interesting that now black folks, basically after Lil Wayne co-signed him, black folks are now being like, Tech N9ne's cool. Yeah. But I also think that that's partly due to him, you know, cause for years everyone thought he was like a Satanist because of the way he acted, which made me think he was kind of cool. And now he's lost a little bit of coolness with him because he doesn't talk about some of that stuff that he talked about before. What I always liked about Tech N9ne was the fact that he was really, 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 really edgy. And I feel like he's starting to lose a little bit of his edge. He's not as willing to shock anymore. with his lyrics, with his imagery. He's, you know, taking off the face paint. He's not, he's just not as wild as he used to be. But at the same time, you can't deny that Tech N9ne is not a fucking monster when it comes to a track.
Do you think that his edginess, well, the lack of edginess that he's starting to portray is due to his increased popularity?
No. I think that he changed up to get, is that what you mean? He changed up to get a bigger crowd?
Or that because the crowd is becoming bigger, he's starting to peel a little bit of that back.
Yeah, I think that maybe, or either that, or maybe, because he said that he didn't want people to think of him as this evil type of rapper. So he kind of pushed all that stuff to the side and chose to talk about more, you know, more personal topics. Which is fine, but, you know, I miss that old Tech N9ne where back in the day, like, he's been around for 20 years, but he's always been this extreme mystery. Like, you didn't know much about him. You always thought he was just this weird-ass dude that could rap his ass off. But the fact that he looked so weird and talked about such weird shit, he didn't appeal to black folks. They're just like, oh, this dude's hella fucked up. I'm not fucking him, even though we'll fuck with him. But he's white, so he can do that. But on this album, even though there were a lot of great tracks, like Priority with Game, which I thought was probably my favorite track, just because of the way they flowed and the fact that there wasn't really a tangible beat.
No.
But they were still rocking. Yeah, and then on the first time Angel Davenport rapped, I was like, "Who is this?" Like, no, I'm not feeling her. For a second verse, I was like, "Oh my god, who is this?" And the track was Snow the Product. I can't remember the name of it, but the track was Snow the Product.
So dope.
Was it?
Yeah,
so
I think
dope?
It's so dope. Because they had Recognize on it too.
Yeah. Now that track, the whole time I listened to it, I was like, Snow the Product is one of my other hip hop crushes. So I was like, man, I can't wait to hear her spit. Yeah, she's nasty. So when they're talking about fucking for the whole track, I'm like, how the fuck is she gonna fit into this? But the part that I thought was so genius about her verse was that her verse was basically about how dudes like that are hella lame. So I'm wondering if they were like, yeah, we gonna spit nasty, and then she's gonna come in with some Lil' Kim shit, and then she sent her verse in, and they were like, well, we can't take it off now. It's too late.
She probably heard
that
verse and was like, you know what?
Yeah, exactly.
Write something about that.
So she's like, oh, really? This how you gonna play me like this? Oh, okay, I got you, motherfuckers. Sent that shit, and they're like, oh, well, hey, now we look lame. Now we look lame. I think my favorite track had to be Strange 2013, or Strange, was it
with
Strange Day 2013.
Jim Morrison.
I thought it was, it had to be really fucking cool to be Tech N9ne and to go and actually work with some of your idols and let them, or get them to let you rework a classic Doors track and make it your own. I thought that was fantastic. And for him to actually have Jim Morrison singing and then him throwing little pieces into the hook, I thought it was dope as hell.
I thought it was a good way to cross genres like that.
Yeah. And to show homage to someone that inspired you so much. It named your fucking label after
that.
Right.
Yeah.
Unlike these guys, I think I probably enjoyed this the most. It was long. I feel like it did hit a lull. But the more I listened to it and what I was hearing Tech say, that's what brought me in. Because musically, it was just like, but what I had to do was go back just and start at those songs that I didn't like that much and just like kind of just listen and pull in just Tech. And as I said, like throughout the project, man, he always has something to say, and that's what I appreciate about Tech N9ne, man. But like, I think he's like a run-on sentence if you let him be. Like, he'll just keep going and he won't stop. Which, you know, it's a gift and a curse, I guess. You know, but I definitely like this. Like the guys, I definitely think the top portion is fire, as Tech put it, and it's definitely dope. And I'll definitely be listening to this, you know, more. Not all of the damn, it's too many damn tracks, but the ones I really like, I'll definitely go back. It definitely bumps in the whip.
You know, if you're a Tech fan, man, cop it and support the brother. You know, I think for me, the album kind of fell apart towards the second half, like right around after track 12. And some of the songs, while I appreciated the topics and the subject matter that, you know, that he addressed, I don't think the instrumentation behind it or the beats really kind of pulled me in the way I wanted. So, or pretty much the way the first half set it up for me. But understanding that it's in three parts, you kind of get where he was going and what he was intending. But so overall, I think you know, I think it was an okay project. You know, I'm not gonna say it's a bad project. I think it's okay. So if you fuck with Tech N9ne, you'll definitely appreciate it. So shout out to Tech, cop it.
Yeah, I completely, you know, mirror what Ken said. You know, this is a cool project. You know, it's Straight Out the Gate Priorities, I think, my two favorite, and Strange is my favorite tracks on the album by far. Yeah, it's some of the stuff he just could have kept off on there. You know, Dwam make it happen would have been better. Yeah, Make It Happen would have been better. But other than that, you know, it's a cool project, man. Support Tech N9ne, been following him for years. So if you've been following Tech N9ne, check it out.
Yeah, this was a great mix of songs. It was a great mix of content. The way he sequenced it was an interesting idea, but it just made for a really odd listening experience. So that was kind of my issue. I love the way he decided to go over all different kinds of production on this album. You have your rock, almost rap metal songs, which typically that sound just reminds me of Limp Bizkit, so it's just automatically fucking garbage. But the way he does it, it just comes off really sincere, and it just works. You got him
because he can match the energy of like that metal and all of that. Like,
well, so does Fred Durst, but he just sucks.
Agreed. But I'm just saying, but that's the reason why I don't think that it always sounds right. But with Tech, it sounds right because he can match that. Like, he sounds as crazy as those, you know, experimental sounds inside of hip hop, and he's kind of like the medium between them both.
I hear rap metal, and some they do match the energy. It's just that sound just comes off corny to me 9 times out of 10. I mean, Kid Rock.
Tech N9ne just gets it.
I think Tech N9ne gets it, and it makes sense to him, and he feels it. Mm-hmm. So when he raps that kind of shit, it just sounds good. Then you have a song like Dwam, where it's almost like a weird club banger type of track, and he does it well. Anyway, yeah, I thought it was a cool mix of songs. I think everyone should go cop this album. If you listen to Tech N9ne, you kind of know what to expect. I agree with Ken, that middle section just did not work for me. The you know, the subject matter was great. Believe had the nice positive messages behind it, but it's just, God, just shave off 10 tracks. Tech N9ne, man, like.
Just mad.
Anyway, I love the album. Great album. Go pick it up. I'm done.